Welcome to Burnside at Home. It is wonderful that you're able to join with me today, listening on your telephone at home. And it has been such an encouragement to hear that so many of you are doing that. And it's also great that many people are listening on internet as well. Although the church building is closed at the moment, we as a church are very much open and we're here to worship God together. So let's begin by talking to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are able, as your people, to meet together in your name to worship you. We thank you that we meet in spirit and in truth. And although we are locked down at this time and isolated in our own homes, we are joined with you through our Saviour, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, be with us today, we pray, in the midst of a world that is full of chaos. May we trust in you for peace and for help and for hope. Help us, Lord, with all the challenges that we face each and every day. Keep us safe, we pray, and at all times keep us close to you. We pray, Lord, for our family and for our friends and ask that you would be with them in these uncertain times as well. We pray for those who are suffering at this time, and we pray for those who are ill, that you may come alongside and help them. And so, Lord, we bring our prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're adding a few little bits to our online listening service this week. Last week it was just a sermon. This week we're going to have a prayer. We're going to have a Bible reading, which is John chapter 20. John chapter 20, and we're going to read verses 19 to 29. And this is the passage where Thomas, Doubting Thomas, as we sometimes call him, isn't there when Jesus appears to the disciples in the locked room. And then a week later, he meets Jesus and he trusts in him and he calls him his Saviour and his Lord. So John chapter 20, reading from verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Amen. And we ask God to bless this reading of his word today. So today we're thinking about this character called Thomas. And Thomas had a strange nickname. We call him Doubting Thomas because he doubted that first time that Jesus was alive. But at the same time, I think Thomas gets a hard deal if he's only called Doubting, because in the end, he did believe. And in the end, he trusted in Jesus. But let's go back to the disciples. The disciples are meeting together in a room. And that room is locked for fear of the Jews. They have watched how the Jews have killed their Saviour Jesus. They've crucified him. And now they're concerned that they will be next on the list. So they gather together out of fear. They lock the door and they hide themselves away. And when they're hidden in that room, Jesus appears to them. And, you know, in a way, at the moment, we are hidden away in our rooms. We're isolating. We're locked in. But in another way, there are certainly other ways that we lock ourselves away. We lock ourselves away from God. We lock ourselves away from other people because of other things in our lives. It might be a sickness. And because we've been ill, we've lost touch with God, and we've decided, well, God, I'm not going to bother with you because you didn't protect me from this illness, so therefore I'm not interested. And we lock ourselves away and we lock God out of our lives. It might be a past hurt. Maybe something has happened to you in the past and it's deeply hurt you. And again, you've locked yourself away and you've said, Lord, I'm not interested. God, I don't want anything to do with you. Maybe it was even a hurt that happened in church. Somebody said something or somebody did something in the church. And you've turned your back on God. You've locked the door and you've kept God outside and you're not interested in him. Maybe it's a doubt that you have, and there's just you can't really trust in God, and you have so many doubts and so many thoughts, and so you've locked the door and kept God outside. Here's the remarkable thing, that Jesus can come into your locked room today. Whatever reason you have had for locking him out in the past, he is able to come in. The locked door didn't stop him coming to the disciples. And your life cannot stop him. He can come in. He can change your life. He can bring you hope at this time. So allow him to come in and allow him to change your life. Where there's hurt, where there's sickness, where there's doubt, ask Jesus to transform and to change at this time. So Jesus came and he spoke to the disciples. He brought them peace. He gave them the Holy Spirit. And when they told Thomas all that had happened, Thomas says, I don't believe. Unless I can put my finger in his hands, put my hand into his side, I will not believe. But then a week later, Jesus appears again. And this time, Thomas is with the other disciples. We don't know where he was the week before. We don't know why he didn't meet with them. Maybe it was the doubts again that had stopped him going to that place. But this time, Thomas is there and he sees Jesus. And Jesus comes to him and says, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand, put it into my side, stop doubting and believe. And at that moment, Thomas says, my Lord and my God. He stops doubting and he believes. And that's what God asks us to do today, to believe in him, to set our doubts aside and trust in him and find him at this time. So what doors have you locked shut at this time that you need to walk through, that you need to invite Jesus to come in? What is it that you need to stop doubting today and believe in Jesus Christ? Because he is the one that we trust in and he is the one that we have hope in. So today, wherever you are, whatever your circumstances, Jesus says, stop doubting and believe. Blessed are you because you've seen me and you've believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So let's pray together and ask God to deal with that doubt and to help us in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We pray that Jesus would come into the locked doors of our lives and open them up and transform us. We pray today that Jesus would take away the doubt and help us to believe in you. We come to you this day, Lord, and we trust in you afresh for your forgiveness, for your salvation, for the hope that you give us. And Lord, once again, we pray for our world gripped in the middle of this coronavirus, that we might find our hope and trust in you. And Lord, we pray for those who do not know you this day, that they will come to find faith in you and trust in you. Amen. Thank you so much once again for listening this week. This has just been a short little service from Burnside that you can listen to in your home, and there'll be another one next week. So may God bless you and keep you and watch over you in the week ahead. Amen.